Okay, we're back on the record in the public hearing on the 2019 Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan Amendment Update. Next on our sign-up list is Mike Costello. All efforts at brevity are much appreciated by the members of the commission, but we want to hear everything that you have to say. So please state your name and spell your last name for the record, and you have 4 minutes.
Thank you for having me. My name is Mike Costello, C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O. I'm the owner and managing member of the adjacent properties, the existing mine site and asphalt plant. I believe we're the second biggest owner of the currently zoned industrial areas. So we have approximately 120 acres there. I've heard talk about these industrial properties haven't moved in years. Well, I bought the 120 acres back in 2012. Prior to that, the former owner had joint ownership of the lands that we're talking about changing, and it was used as a dump site. So it did sit after they were moving glacial till from the mine site. So it doesn't surprise me. It's been sitting there. My biggest concern is the compatibility with existing mining operations, asphalt, heavy industrial. There's a lot of noise generated. You try to keep the levels down, but he says the noise levels for adjacent industrial is different than residential. There is residential immediately across Dickey Road from us, but we sit in a 100-foot deep hole. So we have good sound barriers for where it sits. So for the most part, we keep the noise down. As we continue to mine, this borders right up on our future mine expansion, 40 acres going immediately next to the proposed land use change for residential. I have a lot of concerns of losing the ability to mine all that material out. We're going to have holes right there. We dig 100-foot deep holes. We mine at safe slopes, then you backfill to a stable level. I have a large concern with an asphalt plant that would immediately border where they'd want to put in residential. It's noisy, it stinks, but we haven't had any complaints. It's been there for decades. We're doing a recycle yard immediately next to where this is going to be. So our entire intent of this place is, if we mine it out, is to, behind us, turn it into industrial use. It's why we bought the property. I have a lot of concerns with the mine site and putting a neighborhood right next to an active mine site where we're required by regulation to keep people out of there. We do the best we can. It's 120 acres. Some places it's difficult. Over the years, we've continually had people breaking in, playing motorcycles, dirt bikes. You do everything you can to keep them out. I worry about what's going to happen if you put a residential development next to a mine site with 100-foot high walls. You know, you slope them, you do what you can, but we're dealing in areas that have been mined out over years and had improper mining practices. So we've changed them, but I couldn't imagine putting homes right behind that. It's not safe. When I look at how they're setting up the whole area, I look at the very northern end of it. It's far enough away. Northern end doesn't concern me. It's, you know, very north end of the ponds is, that's, you know, at least you're, you know, it'd cut the area in half, but I feel that would be a safe distance. That's it. That's just, I have a very big concern in how that would be compatible with the current mining and heavy equipment operation in the area. It's a concern. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Costello. Next up, we have Lisa Kittleski.
Thank you. I'm Lisa Kittlesby, K-I-T-T-I-L-S-B-Y. My company, Port Orchard Sand and Gravel, owns most of the property that we've been discussing tonight. One thing I want to talk about is, I think I heard Mr. Best comment that the property is contaminated and perhaps listed by the EPA. It's not.
Excuse me.
Could you move the mic?
It's not listed by the EPA. So I just want to make sure you guys understand that it's not contaminated. It was a sand and gravel mine. The reality of the market is that this is a good project. That property has sat with nothing going on for a long time. And it's the right thing to do. So I hope you guys will support the rezone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next we have Ryan Ransavage.
Hello, hello. My name is Ryan Ransavage, spelled R-A-N-S-A-V-A-G-E. I'm a geologist. My expertise is in glacial sediment, so sand and gravel is near and dear to my heart. I really appreciate the commissioners, the Planning Commission, and the county taking a good hard look at reassigning zoning, protecting sand and gravel is a huge endeavor for any county to take on, so taking some of the zoning out is a big thing to take time to consider. The site's been active for a very long time, so it predates GMA. So pre-1991, one of the major updates to the site was in 1984 approximately. So it's been hanging around for quite a long time. So predating GMA, there weren't quite as many restrictions on thinking about the future use of the site. And so it's been kind of hobbled along this whole time. We like to call them legacy sites. So seeing the development and interest in development is exciting. Through any mining for sand and gravel, there's kind of three phases to it, identification, extraction, and reclamation. We're firmly in that reclamation phase. The Washington State DNR prioritizes reclamation for especially these older sites. This is an excellent opportunity to capitalize on an area that obviously with developers coming in is marketable, provides housing for the community. It takes a sand and gravel site that's been hanging around for quite a while and finds a home for it, which is exciting. We enjoy seeing that. Ultimately, sand and gravel is kind of a pain in the butt to deal with. It exists where it exists. It's not like growing trees or agriculture where you can theoretically I'm not trying to speak for foresters and farmers, but you can grow trees and agriculture in a lot of places. Sand and gravel only exists in so many. Which makes it tough for planning departments to deal with. But I do want to call out some things. The DNR has exclusive right to regulate these unless the county takes on all locations. So in order for this site to go within the county's purview, outside of what is the protocol right now, they would have to take on the enforcement action for DNR. No county has done that yet. I do want to, when people mention dump here, I want to say that is like non-structural fill or dirt or soil. It's not trash and garbage. That's a big distinction. It's, you know, if you're grading out a pad for development, you have a couple truckloads of extra dirt, that's what they're talking about. On one of the slides, Mr. Best mentioned about potential issues for dust, noise, light pollution, things like that. Every single one of those is either addressed in a county or statewide requirement or clean air agency or Department of Ecology. There's literally a permit or a conditional use requirement for every one of those. So I feel like the at the site level that addresses it. And then finally, the use of the designation of mineral resource land and urban growth area. So the GMA actually allows for this, section 365-196-480. So again, because sand and gravel occurs where it does, you have to designate it where it occurs. So I appreciate the time. I appreciate the time to address you. If you guys have any questions related to anything I talked about, please feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Next we have Dean Morghetti. It's getting late. My eyes are getting tired, so I apologize.
Dean Morgley, Morgeli, Port Orchard. I'm with Port Orchard Sand and Gravel, one of the owners. We've mined that site for years. In fact, we did an expansion back in early 1980 or 82, somewhere in there, and I find it ironic that we had the property owners opposed us, and the attorney representing them was Phil Best. We did get approval, and we've been mining there since. The 100 acres we probably went through in about 18 to 20 years. We have reclaimed most of that property. There's a small area that hasn't been reclaimed, so a big portion of it has been reclaimed, and it actually has some growth and trees on it. Also, It is not listed on the EPA as a contaminated site. I do want to emphasize that. So I kind of question on the mine next door. I hope they have 40, 50 years of gravel to supply Kitsap County. But if we went through 100 acres in 18, 20 years, I find that 40 acres, I question how many long 40 acres is going to last. We also have owned 50 acres of industrial land in the city of Bremerton off of Werner Road, which wouldn't be listed on as industrial land on what Pete Best has said. So this land has sat vacant for probably 20 years now. I think we quit mining in 98 or 2000. So we've been looking for somebody to do a quality project and take this over. And I think the JWJ group can do a nice quality project. And I really hope that you support the rezone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Patricia Larson.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Patricia Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N. I'm with Miles Sand and Gravel Company, a subsidiary of Port Orchard Sand and Gravel. And I am in support of rezone of this project. I've been in redevelopment of mining plans for a little bit over 15 years. And I just wanted to say that this project is really well thought out. And I think this is an opportunity for the Planning Commission to do something different with this property besides the industrial zoning that it is now, and allow this developer to come in and bring this high-quality project to the community. I was going to mention that DuPont is a project that comes to mind when looking at this project. It's a much smaller scale, but the citizens of DuPont enjoy living in a community that they have access to commercial properties, shopping, and it's just a real community feel. And I think this project would also be the same way. So mining is not meant to be forever. There's when a project is completed, when the mining is done, then there's time for a new project. And this is the time. And this is the opportunity that you have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Larson. Next we have Rick Smith.
My name is Rick Smith, S-M-I-T-H, and I'm with RZS Enterprises, and I'm actually here on a slightly different topic, the MRO removal, but which I thought was being addressed with this meeting, but I guess it was last meeting. We are the neighboring property just south of the Apex Air Park there. I'm neutral on the current subject.
Could you move the microphone up?
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm mainly here because we purchased the parcel, and it was not disclosed to us that it was MRO zoned. When we bought it, we went through the entire permitting process with Kitsap County, had multiple meetings, all our permits are done. And 2 months afterwards, we got a letter stating that there was a mistake and it's MRO zoned. And just here to support the removal of our parcel from the MRO zoning. And we have a small business we relocated from Pierce County up here. We employ 5 new people in the county. And thank you.
Could you tell me the location again?
We're at the would you like the parcel number? Okay. We're just south of the airport there. We're actually right next to this. We're at the south end of Apex Airport.
Okay. I know where you are. Great.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thank you. All right. And finally, we have Tyler Hunt.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Tyler Hunt, H-U-N-T. I am a lifelong community member and neighboring to the southwest of this proposed amendment. I come not in opposition to the project, but in what I have not heard much of today, to speak of the traffic flow in and out of Silverdale and the concerns that are there already. I have lived on Newberry Hill for approximately 4 years now, and prior to that about 10 years just on the north side of Anderson Hill. I work at Central Kitsap High School, My wife teaches at Silverdale Elementary. I have seen the traffic flow issues and consequently my students in and out of accidents time and time again in this section of Silverdale coming off of Dickey Road, Anderson Hill, and Newberry Hill. Unfortunately, also a friend was killed near in this area. I'm not opposed to the project without, let me say that again, I'm opposed to the project without any upgrades to traffic flow opportunities into Silverdale from the west side. Currently, it can take me up to 20 to 30 minutes to get a half mile off of Provost Road to Central Kitsap High School. These issues must have already been addressed, as I know that our school district was limited and told to change the start times of Central Kitsap Middle School and High School to accommodate in its new structure for traffic flow issues. So if these are known issues at the county level already, how can we accommodate up to 800 more residential units in this area that are going to be flowing directly down Newberry and Anderson Hill? I come up with the 800 number because I happened to talk to Levi, one of my old students, who's now the project manager a couple weeks ago when we were here. While the minimum number was projected around 300, I believe it's probably around 800. Again, I'm not against growth, but without proper planning, in particular the residential growth and business growth in that area, where are they going to go? I will loop around down into Silverdale off of Newberry Hill, while that's a half mile to a mile longer in commute, just to avoid traffic on Anderson and Provost currently. As I move forward in this, the county has to recognize the issues of traffic flow in Silverdale already. I mean, you're already expanding and widening Silverdale Way coming out to Newberry. Anderson Hill is a mess, to say the least. Fellow community members are concerned about the same thing. I am concerned also about the movement of CK School District onto Dickey Road, coupled with 800 more homes dumping onto Dickey Road and potentially Willamette Meridian. Adding that number of homes is also going to drive more schools. And where do you put those? And more traffic. So thank you for your consideration. I appreciate the work of the county and really considering all aspects of this. It's a large issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hund. All right, I've come to the end of the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone else that wishes to be heard on this matter tonight? Okay. Well, with that, yes, ma'am. You need to come to the microphone. And please state your name and spell your last name.
Kathy Sin, S-I-N-N. And I have a question. We live west of the gravel pit, or the asphalt. And when we get winds from the east, we smell the asphalt plant. It is, we don't smell it all the time because, thank goodness, most of the wind flow for the most part for our property is from the south. These new properties that are being proposed are going to be in the flight path of those smells. And there, even though, quote, the county has codes potentially on smells, in the past the asphalt plant hasn't had to worry because there weren't homes in its path. Now there will be. And at times it can be really strong for us who are actually a fair amount of distance away from the asphalt plant. I just wanted to bring that up because there's no way of controlling those smells.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else that wishes to be heard? Okay, with that, we will close the testimonial portion of the public hearing this evening, leaving the written record open through midnight tomorrow? Close of business?
Midnight.
Okay. All right, back to you, Mr. Best.
That concludes what I wanted to do tonight with you.
That sounds fine. Thank you very much. With that, we will move Welcome, Mr. Shattuck, back to the dais so that we can move on to our important items. I think we'll start with item C, which is approval of the minutes. We have minutes before us from December 17th, 2019, and January 7th, 2020. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the December 17th, 2019 minutes.
I so move.
A second?
I'll second.
Any discussion or edits or changes? Anyone wish to recuse?
Abstention.
All right. Okay, so we have two abstentions, three. Can we take action?
I wasn't present at that meeting, so I wasn't.
You have five votes.
Okay, all right. So apparently if you have read the minutes or listened to the tape, you can vote on them, but we will just call for who's in favor. Please raise your hand. We have five votes. Opposed and abstaining. Two abstentions.
Six.
All right. Moving on to the January 7th, 2020 minutes. Do we have... What? The motion carries. Now, moving on to the January 7th, 2020 minutes. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Okay. Any comments, changes, edits? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Abstaining? And it passes unanimously. Motion carries. All right. Now we move on to item D, election of the chair and vice chair. Amanda passed out a kind of a roadmap for us here. I guess the basic structure is any member may make a nomination. The rules of procedure require a second for it to be valid. Discussion is not required, but the individual nominated or nominating may say a few words. And our custom is also include an inquiry to the nominated individual as to their acceptance. So the person actually has to accept the nomination. So I'm going to, as the outgoing chair and presiding officer, because I cannot serve next year, I will call for nominations from the floor for the position of chair.
I would nominate Mr. Shattuck.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I appreciate the opportunity to serve, but my circumstances, I may be gone a substantial part of the end of this year. So I respectfully decline, but appreciate the confidence in the nomination.
Right. Yes, Mr.
Shenton. Nominate Mike Elias.
Is there a second?
I second that.
That's what I get for five.
Mr. Eliason, will you accept this nomination as our new chief?
Yes, unless somebody else wants it, I'll withdraw.
I believe the answer we're looking for is a yes.
Yes. You're like the vice chair.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, we'll move on to the vice chair.
I don't have to move down there.
By and by. Okay, so we have our motion, we have our second, we have an acceptance. Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? All right, all those in favor of Mike Eliason being our new chair, raise your hand. Opposed? And he gets a unanimous acclamation. Welcome, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Now I have to talk less being the facilitator of the meeting. So there is a positive aspect.
Yes,
we
indeed.
We weren't thinking that. I wasn't. But seriously, do I have to move down there? I like this end.
It's up to Amanda, and okay. You can go over those details.
Not that I don't like those people at that end of the table. I've just gotten used to everybody down there.
I think Amanda can work with you.
She can just make all of us.
All right. We're not done.
Yeah, I'll show up early.
We're not done. I need to call for nominations from the floor for the position of vice chair. Mr. Shattuck.
I nominate Joe Phillips.
I'll second.
There's a second? Mr. Phillips? What say you?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Going once? Going twice? All right. Then I will call the motion for Mr. Phillips as vice chair. All those in favor, unless there's discussion. Is there discussion? Sorry, Mr. Shabby. We have a motion. We have a second. Okay, we're good. All right. All those in favor of Mr. Phillips for vice chair, raise your hand. Ms. Phillips, come on. All those opposed, passes unanimously. All right. Before, because I did agree to finish this meeting as the chair. I have a note that says that Mr. Gurney may have a very brief update. If it's measured in single-digit minutes, I think that we can hear from Mr. Gurney before we adjourn.
Good evening, Darren Gurney. It's a multi-second announcement. So the zoning use table that was previously scheduled to be before you towards the end of January, it's likely going to be coming at the end of February, if not March. Brief enough?
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else for the good of the order this evening? I see two quizzical looks. Mr. Shattuck?
I just want to express my appreciation to this year's chair. Did a great job of doing a very busy schedule. Thanks for a great job. Well done. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I just have a quick question on the matters we had this afternoon or this evening. Will we have another opportunity to review that?
Yes.
Next week or the next meeting? Or
Mr. Best, when will that come back to us?
So the comments, both written and from the hearing, will come to you in your packet for February 4th.
Yeah. And then we'll have an opportunity to have more conversation with you about those. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And to make a recommendation and findings.
Yeah. And Mr. Best, would you do me a favor, and can you send out the link to where those comments are available to the public online? It's just, I like the transparency of mm-hmm. what the department's doing here, and so I'd like to be able to include that.
Absolutely. And just so the rest of you know, in case you didn't, we do maintain an online log of those comments. With the attachments, and as I get them through whatever means they come to me, they get added there online, so they're all there.
Yeah, it's easy to get a first look in advance of the staff report that way if you want to break the reading down.
Sorry. And would that include the matrix that the applicant was speaking about this evening?
Yes, it'll include all the testimony and the attachments that they provided.
All right. All right, is there anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, well, you wanted brevity. Staff may want to send. I want to make sure we had a vice chair in the event we do an impeachment. So you might want to send out
I also would like
at the next meeting because we've had, and I've got to echo that, we've had a fantastic chairperson this year. Did a
Thank
great
you.
Job. I was disappointed when you announced you weren't going to continue, but well, I know we've got capable people here.
I also want to thank Mr. Murphy for being an outstanding co-chair this year and jumping in when I completely phased. And missed the memo on the meeting entirely, and he very graciously picked up the gavel and ran with it.
Yeah, and for the record, Joe, I only had to drive the bus once. So.
I don't know. We'll see after the next meeting.
All right. Well, with that, we will adjourn this evening. Thank you.
Yeah, no.